and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Today, I'm going to talk about side effects. Now, I have discussed in the past some really bad, dangerous side effects of psychotropic drugs like lithium. But I'm going to also talk today about permanent side effects of these drugs. And I think that the drug industry has been very good about trying to keep this all quiet. But in my experience and others that I've talked to online, there definitely are permanent side effects. So some of you may or may not be aware that a lot of medications that are used for bipolar disorder are also used for schizophrenia. And the common link there is dopamine, too much dopamine. So too much dopamine in a schizophrenic brain can equal the schizophrenia symptoms. Too much dopamine in a bipolar brain can equal hypomanic symptoms. lack of dopamine can create severe depression, which is also common in Parkinson's disease. So some of the drugs have been used for Parkinson's as well. So the drugs, I'm just going to give you a list for your knowledge. The antipsychotics that are used to treat bipolar disorder are Abilify, Zaprice, Vraylar, Clozaril, Latuda, Zyprexa, Seroquel, Risperdal, and Giadon. So I am currently on Seroquel. I did a short stint of Latuda, which I'm going to try to go back on again, but a lower dose. I had to go off because of a bad side effect when I was on 40 milligrams. When I was on 20, it did lift my mood quite a bit. So then I had to go off my antidepressant, which actually was a good thing because the antidepressant gives me mixed hypomania, agitated depression, which is not fun at all. And I know I've talked about that quite a bit. The mood stabilizer medications that are used just for bipolar disorder that I'm aware of and not schizophrenia are Tegretol, also under the names of Carbitrol, Epitol, and Acatro. I don't know if those are in countries other than the U.S. Depakote, Lamictal, Lithium, and Depakine, which is valproic acid. Similar to Depakote, I'm wondering there. Never been on Depakine. Must be newer than Depakote. So just for your information, I have been on Tegretol, had a severe allergic reaction. And by the way, there's actually a test you can take where they test your genes and they tell you which psychiatric medications you probably won't have a bad side effect from and which ones you will. And the test is pretty valid. It must be very valid because when, after I got, got the test, it said that I shouldn't take Tegretol, that if I did, I had a chance of getting Stevenson-Johnson's syndrome, which can be very, very bad, permanent illness. Maybe life-threatening. I'm not too sure, but I know it's really bad. But you can also recover from it, but it is caused by medications. Anyways, I've been on that. I've been on Depakote. I've been on lithium. But I was also over-medicated on these. And Depakote just did not do it for me. Okay, so I'm going to talk about my experiences with bad side effects and permanent side effects, and then I'll discuss some other things I've heard from other people. First, let's focus on the Seroquel. So I may or may not have mentioned this earlier, but I've been on Seroquel for 5 years now. And a couple of years ago, not sure why it suddenly showed up. Could just be aging, could be my metabolism changing, could be the disorder getting worse. Not sure why I, sorry, I coughed there. As I was saying, I was going to say, I don't know why it started happening, but actually I think it's because I've been on the medication for a while. I think the longer you're on a medication, the bigger chances you have of getting a bad side effect, and even a very bad side effect. Like lithium, long-term lithium, you can have a host of problems. My friend got thyroid cancer. It can mess up your thyroid. Even the mood stabilizers have affected my thyroid. There's some, I've mentioned this before, there's some sort of correlation with thyroid. But then again, bipolar disorder being very circadian means daily rhythms. There's a, you know, good chance it's affecting your system's chemical releases of different chemicals and the metabolization and just the just how the body works. It kind of messes that up, right? Like for instance, hypomania, when I have mixed symptoms, is that cortisol? Is that adrenaline? I don't know. Is anyone testing this? Like, why don't they test that? I would assume they've already tested it. I haven't found anything yet, but maybe I should do a bigger, more thorough search. But anyways, I'm getting off track there. So the Seroquel, after being on it for, I guess, 3 years, I'm going to say that I started to have these symptoms about 2 years ago, maybe a little less, year and a half. But anyways, I developed plaque psoriasis. Now, plaque psoriasis may not sound bad to you, but it is, because it's a skin disorder, but it is an autoimmune disorder. And when you start getting into autoimmune disorders, that's a really, really bad sign. Autoimmune disorders can be extremely serious. A lot of them can lead to severe symptoms like blindness, cancer-like symptoms. Autoimmune, you know, it means that your immune system is being compromised, and that's a really bad thing. And even though it was just a skin disorder, to me, I see that as, you know, a danger sign, a red flag for worse things that could possibly come. But I'll tell you what plaque psoriasis is. It's for me, it developed first on my elbow. And it's like this red, tender, very dry patch of skin. And it's more annoying. It doesn't really itch that much, at least on my elbow. It's just can be annoying, like when I put my elbow down, like right now on the couch, it's tender, it hurts. My allergist, who also specializes in the immune system, Immune Systems gave me a cream to put on it. The cream works. But then I started having problems with my scalp, noticing it was itchy. And then when I went to go scratch it, there were these tender spots that felt like sores. And the funny thing is I was kind of freaked out because I thought, oh my God, do I have fleas? Do I have scabies? Like do I have lice? What's going on with my scalp? And it was really by chance when I just looked up plaque psoriasis online that there was this drawing of a woman who had plaque psoriasis in her hair. Like I think they pointed to the scalp and I was like, oh my God, that's what it is. It's just gotten worse. And I called my allergist and they're like, put the cream on your scalp. Like, are you kidding? Really? I mean, this is thick cream. I'm going to put all this thick cream all over my scalp. I don't think so. So I have bought some shampoo that has tea tree oil and rosemary. I think it's helped a little bit maybe. Not a whole lot, but it's luckily you can't really see it. It's not that bad. But then I started noticing some other patches. So I really need to get off the Seroquel. I'm going to try Latuda again. I did have a bad side effect of the Latuda when we raised it, and that's why I had to go off it. It's actually really embarrassing, but it may be just limited to me because I already have a urinary tract disorder. And anyways, the Latuda caused me to wet my bed like really, really bad. So I had to go off. And I was like, I cannot deal with this. This is not good. It's not like a little bit of pee, you know, it was like soaked. I was soaked. It just caused me not to wake up when I had to go to the bathroom. But the Latuda really raised my mood, and so much so that I went off the antidepressants. But then I had to go back on it and go back on the Seroquel. So we'll see. Tomorrow I meet with my doctor. But getting off track, let's talk about other permanent side effects that I've had. So this may surprise a lot of you, but it turns out that Prozac can cause permanent side effects. One woman that was in the bipolar Facebook group mentioned that she ended up with a movement disorder being on Prozac. And that really surprised me because the movement disorders are usually the antipsychotics. So it may or may not have been the Prozac. It actually could have been the antipsychotic or the mood stabilizer that gave her the movement disorder. However, I have now experienced two what seem like permanent side effects from Prozac. And I think that Prozac and Wellbutrin can be dangerous for people with bipolar disorder because they both affect dopamine receptors, and dopamine, too much dopamine creates hypomania. For me, the Prozac, it doesn't elevate my mood as much at first as much as causes mixed hypomanic symptoms, depressed, or what do they call it? Agitation, akathisia, restlessness, which is just basically all this energy in my body, whether it's, you know, cortisol or adrenaline, my body's shooting it out. But the permanent side effect that I noticed was first, many years ago, I was on Prozac for a few months. I was not diagnosed as bipolar disorder. I had been diagnosed with major depressive disorder, as I have been many times, because my hypomania is never really extreme, and my depression is really bad. So I know this happens to a lot of people. And I think having mixed symptoms is also very tricky. My psychiatrist, I kept on telling him my bipolar, and he wasn't convinced until I was more honest about my. Sorry, I got cut off there by a phone call. Anyways, that I was just told him in more detail about some of my symptoms for hypomania, mixed symptoms. But getting back, when I was on Prozac many years ago for several months, because I was bipolar, it gave me insomnia. I don't know if people that aren't bipolar ever get insomnia from Prozac, but it made me hypomanic or mildly, because I don't really remember what my mood was like. I know I was really struggling with depression a lot, though. But I didn't have this really bad mixed hypomania then that, I do now. I mean, I'm sure I had mixed symptoms, but I didn't get that akathisia, that horrible restlessness, feeling like someone shot me up with adrenaline or I drank 20 cups of coffee kind of feeling. Except when I was on Wellbutrin, I definitely did. But on the Prozac, I didn't, but I did get insomnia. And because of the insomnia, the psychiatrist gave me Ambien. Yay, taking Ambien every single night. Very, very bad. But in those days, you know, Ambien was still fairly new. So you'd think that maybe my body become dependent on Ambien. And that probably was the case for a while. But then I did go off both. And what happened was suddenly, I mean, yeah, I did fall into a depression again. But suddenly I had a sleep disorder. The delayed phase, delayed sleep phase disorder. Where I couldn't, my body now, or, you know, at that point then wanted to go to bed really late and wake up late. So I started having severe fatigue, and it took a while to, it took year, 7 years to figure out the sleep disorder. But I do see it as a permanent side effect of going on the Prozac. Now, you could argue maybe it was a permanent side effect of going on Ambien, but I think it's more the Prozac, that the Prozac rewired my sleep, or maybe it was a combination. But I definitely have experienced now another what seems to be a permanent side effect of Prozac. Of course, I don't fully know permanent because I haven't gone off it again, but I am probably going to go off it tomorrow because I'm seeing my doctor tomorrow and try the Latuda again, but at a lower dose. But when I went off the Prozac after going on the Latuda, I suddenly had, I mean, I have a little tick. You notice it. I have the vocal tick. I do clear my throat a lot because I actually have to, because I have asthma. Excuse me. But I also have, you know, it can be, depending on my symptoms, it can be a little bit tickish. If I'm hypomanic, sometimes it could be tickish. But in this case, when I went off the Prozac, suddenly I had a severe tick. It was so, so, so bad, the vocal tick. I've never, ever had it that severe. It was really disconcerting. And I am very concerned about going off Prozac again and having it come back. When I went back on the Prozac, it then disappeared. So I think there's some serotonin rewiring going on here. So I'm not the only one that has claimed to experience permanent side effects from medications. As I mentioned, my friend was on lithium, ended up with thyroid cancer. And luckily they did then take him off the lithium. A little bit too late, though. Mood stabilizers can cause permanent movement disorders. And so why not? Can they cause a lot of other permanent side effects? So I think when you start confirming that psychotropic drugs can cause permanent side effects, then, I mean, any of them, any kind of permanent side effects, it certainly opens the chances that someone can have other kinds of permanent side effects. And I do think that's a danger. And it's very concerning. It's very concerning. So I don't know what else to say, but, you know, keep tracking your symptoms, keep tracking your side effects. And if you think it's being caused by medication, talk to your doctor. My experience, the doctors I've had have been pretty good about the side effects. But I've also been lucky to have really empathetic doctors in the last several years. Other doctors may, you know, not want to take you off, or may not think that the side effect is caused by the medication, or may not think it's going to cause you any permanent damage, so to speak. But it would be really nice if we could move toward find natural treatments for these disorders, for mental health issues. One thing I am checking out, I will tell you, is white mulberry. It studies have shown that it can act like a mood stabilizer. So I am investigating that to see if that would help me at all, because right now I need to take extra mood stabilizer because of the Prozac being too high and causing me mixed hypomania. You know, not a huge positive note to leave on, but I hope at least I can get you thinking about some of these issues with side effects. Oh, I forgot another medication that causes permanent side effects. Actually two, and that's benzodiazepines and Ambien. I recently was told by my doctor that those two can cause dementia. She said if taken together, but then I was told by a sleep doctor in a sleep group that either one can cause dementia. So I was like, okay, I'm totally going off the Valium, which has been hard because the Valium helps with the hypomanic energy, the restlessness. I'm gonna discuss it with my doctor tomorrow, but it's like, what else can I take? I'm taking the extra Seroquel, but I don't think I can do that with the Latuda. Like, when I have the hypomanic symptoms, I can take extra fast-acting Seroquel, but I don't believe you can do that with Latuda. So maybe I have to take just the fast-acting Seroquel when needed. But anyways, I thought it was really important to pass that on about the dementia. And it is true that I've noticed it with a little bit with Prozac and with the Valium, having memory problems, severe memory problems. And really that is permanent because the memory doesn't come back. It's like gone. I really noticed it, with TV shows, where I would watch a whole season and I wouldn't remember it at all. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even remember watching the show, until I started getting into, episodes, and it wouldn't necessarily even be the first episode. And that, you know, that's really scary, a memory thing. It's frightening when you feel like you don't have control over what you can remember. But anyways, so there you go. Additional medications that can cause permanent side effects and not good side effects. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left. And please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people. And when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill. I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at, or at Jill Mimo on twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.